Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Look, I think yesterday was a difficult day, not only from the result on the field, but clearly what happened after the game. We gotta be better. We gotta be better in terms of winning baseball games. We need to be make sure that we are not allowing frustrations to bubble over into other activities, and we want to make sure that everybody understands that and gets back to our winning ways, both on and off the field tonight.
I don't expect you to talk about the conversation you had with Tim Healy and your manager as well, but were you satisfied with the way things evolved off of that?
Well, I think both conversations were honest. They were candid. It was clear from everybody's standpoint that the situation was regrettable. I think that there, hopefully, from our standpoint, Mickey and the players and everybody else understand that this is not the type of behavior that you have when you're frustrated. And I think from Tim's standpoint, that he expressed to me that he also didn't want this situation to be what it was. But the bottom line is we have to create harmony for everybody that works here, both inside the organization and outside the organization. And, I'm committed to making that happen going forward.
There seems to be some blowback, social media-wise anyway, that of a non-apology from Mickey. Are you dissatisfied that he did not publicly apologize for this?
Well, I think that Mickey and I spoke. He shared with me that he was sorry for this incident happening. I'm not exactly sure. I wasn't in the room when he spoke to you guys, so it's hard for me to comment on that.
Can you explain the organizational philosophy for eighth inning use of Edwin Diaz? There seems to be, obviously, yesterday that was a flashpoint, four outs, five outs, et cetera. Can you explain the philosophy with him, how you approach that at the end of a game?
Well, first off, our philosophy is to try to win as many games as possible. He has been an elite closer. As everybody knows, he's had a couple of tough outings here over the course of the last 10 days. We want him to be on track, the way he was earlier in the week. We need to continue that momentum. As far as when he's used and how he's used, at the end of the day, that's Mickey's decision. As we've said consistently, we want to keep in mind his not only short-term health, but long-term health as well, and put him in positions to succeed. So I think that that will continue to be the effort and the focus, regardless of how many outs that is that he has to get.
You guys have had a lot of tough losses like yesterday's, but yesterday's certainly had a different bite to it simply because of the momentum you had from the previous two games and then coming in here to Philly for these four.
Well, I think overall this stretch of games with 18 games in a row, we knew it was going to be an important part of our schedule. We have had our typical sort of one step forward, one step back part of this road trip. We were in a position to take three out of four from the Cubs, a very good team. We split it 2-2, and we have to continue to find ways to put ourselves in a position to win, and there's no better way to do that than starting with the Phillies tonight.
You're the general manager. You have to be happy with the way your team is and whether they're focused or not. You had a meeting. Are you pleased with the way moving forward here, what was accomplished there, and going ahead?
Well, look, the meeting today was specifically to address the situation last night, to make sure everybody was on the same page with how we go forward, where their focus needs to be as a team, and understanding the responsibilities we have as part of the Mets organization.
Brody, thanks.
Thanks, Ed.